You're listening to Stateside from Michigan Radio. I'm Lester Graham. Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel sent a message to the state's seven Catholic bishops yesterday. She says Michigan's Catholic diocese should stop their investigations into clergy sex abuse. But some church leaders say they're bound by church law to investigate certain allegations. With us now is Monsignor Michael Bugarin. He's the priest appointed by Detroit Archbishop Alan Vigneron to process all cases involving sexual abuse of minors or vulnerable adults by clergy. Welcome to Stateside, Monsignor.
Welcome to be with you. Thank you.
Attorney General Dana Nessel was pretty clear. She doesn't want Michigan Diocese to conduct their own investigations into sex abuse claims while her investigation is going on. What do you make of her request?
Well, I think there's some confusion about the type of investigations that we do. I mean, we are our own law, under church law, to investigate these claims to be able to remove or restrict a priest from ministry if he is found to have a credible accusation and go through a process. We, since 2002, we have had agreements with the county prosecutors where we turn over every complaint, and we always defer to local law enforcement as to whether or not they want us involved or not involved, and it's only after that they conduct their own review of the case do we proceed with our own canonical church law-required proceedings.
So you're saying you would let the civil authorities do their investigation and then you'd follow up, or am I misunderstanding?
No, that's exactly what we do. In the Archdiocese of Detroit, and I pretty much can say for the other dioceses, that's kind of like, that's our process. We turn over things, especially in the Archdiocese of Detroit, we turn things over to the local prosecutors. They will go and say, no, they're going to take up the investigation. Then we follow their lead. They want us involved, we'll be involved. If they don't want us involved, we're not involved.
So for those of us not familiar with church law, why not just let the legal system handle that? Then if you need to dismiss someone or defrock someone, you do that. What is it about canonical law that requires you to do this investigation?
Well, it's only by our law that we're able to remove someone from ministry. We're able to restrict someone's ministry. So we do need to conduct our own review. We have a review board, an independent third party that helps the Archbishop make a determination on whether or not a complaint is credible. So that's the law that we are given to be able to remove someone from ministry. So it's our right to be able to follow that law to restrict, remove someone from ministry. But again, we do not get in the way of local law enforcement.
The Attorney General also made reference to non-disclosure agreements. She said anyone who has signed one should know that they can still speak with authorities. What is the Archdiocese's position on non-disclosure agreements?
So since 2002, we have not had any non-disclosure agreements. We're not allowed to go into those agreements unless a specific victim survivor asks for it. Anyone who was bound by a non-disclosure agreement before 2002, they were told that they're not bound by it anymore in light of our current policies and procedures for the protection of children and young people.
This statewide investigation was first announced by then-Attorney General Bill Schuette back in September. Since then, how's that altered your work in investigating clergy sex abuse for the Archdiocese?
We have cooperated with any of the requests from the investigators from the Attorney General's office. We have turned over all the documents when they came to visit each of the locations in late September, early October. And, you know, again, as complaints come our way that they are not handling, we'll continue to do our own work.
You call them visits. I think some people would call them raids on the seven dioceses. They obtain hundreds of thousands of pages of documents. How do you feel the AG's office has handled this investigation so far?
Well, they're doing their work. We have to do our work. I mean, they came. I was part of that day when they came to acquire all the documents, and we cooperated with them fully, and we have gone on record several times saying that we welcome and we cooperate with the investigation.
So you don't feel like this is an infringement. You welcome the Attorney General's office investigation.
Yeah, to be able to, it's yet another way for us to say that we're doing everything possibly that we can to protect children and young people. And again, the Archbishop has gone on record, the other bishops have gone on record in the state of Michigan, that we pledge our full cooperation.
This investigation is expected to take a couple of years. We were told that yesterday. How would you like to see these next couple of years play out between the authorities and the Catholic Church in Michigan?
Well, I think we have a lot to offer the Attorney General's office, too. They're going at it not knowing case files and individuals. And again, we have welcomed and we have offered to be able to sit down and come to the table to assist them if they so desire. Again, we have offered to cooperate, and it would be nice to be able to have that cooperation on both sides so that, again, we can bring those that need to be brought to justice. We can remove from ministry those that need to be removed from ministry and be able to protect children and young people. That's the ultimate goal.
The Catholic Church in America has been dealing with this issue since 1985. Why haven't we been able to resolve everything a lot faster than we have?
That's a good question. As cases come forward, every time we learn of a new case, it might be other victims that are out there for an individual. A lot of these cases that we're bringing today are older cases from years ago. We have done a remarkable job with training people and mandated reporting, training people through our Protecting God's Children workshops, and hundreds of thousands of people have been trained. So, it's been a learning process and a learning curve for all of us, but I do think that we are getting, we are moving a lot faster than we were many years ago just because it was all new for us.
I think it's fair to say that this clergy sex abuse scandal that's been going on for some time has hurt public trust in the institution of the Catholic Church. What do you see as the road to rebuilding the trust, rebuilding that trust that you had for, a millennia?
Well, I hope people will see and understand that that we are doing things to help right the wrong. We are trying to educate our clergy, educate our lay people. We are doing things to protect God's children. I would like to say we're paving the way with some of our initiatives that have been in place since 2002 when the Charter for the Protection of Children and Young People came out, also known as the Dallas Charter. But again, I think we have come a long way since 2002 in educating and training people. So I hope people will see that. The news and the spotlight is on it right now. Do we have things that we need to do? Sure. We're not perfect at it. And I think it's an opportunity for us to continue to, look inside and say, what other areas can we do better than what we're doing today?
Finally, bishops visited the Vatican this week. The Pope gave some advice on what to do in handling these situations. What do you think of that as far as progress in resolving the issue?
Well, I think the Holy Father calling all of the presidents of the bishops' conference from around the world into one meeting to discuss this issue is very important and an important step in looking at it from a global perspective. It's not just a problem in the United States. It's something that our legislation, our church law, needs to look at from a global issue. And again, I think we have things that we can bring to the table as far as our educational programs, the Dallas Charter, again, that document that became particular law for us as to how we deal with claims of sex abuse committed by clergy are dealt with in the United States, can become a roadmap for other countries that are dealing with this at the same time.
Monsignor Michael Bouguerin is the priest who was appointed by the Detroit Archbishop to process all cases involving sexual abuse of minors or vulnerable adults. Thanks very much for talking with us.
You're welcome. Glad to be with you.